It's continuing coverage of high school volleyball on 99 The Wave. I'm being joined right now by Iowa Falls Alden co-head coach Nikki Allen. An extremely close, a 3-2 loss here to South Hardin on the road to begin the season. We'll talk about the match specifically here in a sec. A few different things I want to talk about with the match, but I guess to start off, big picture, the fact that you guys were able to come out here and compete as close as you did here on opening night, what can you say about this performance and being able to kind of lay it all out there on the line and ultimately falling just short here in this one?
Yeah, I'm super proud of the girls, and I hope we prove tonight that we're trying to turn around the program, and they just have to believe in themselves throughout the entire match. And I think tonight, like, they fought. And that's all I can ask for at this point is that they fought, they didn't give up, and then we go back to work.
Mm-hmm. So that first set, you guys are able to win a close one, 25-22. I noticed on the stat sheet, however, throughout that first set, a lot of your guys' points were because of South Hardin errors, not necessarily because of your guys' offense. What was kind of your take on that first set and how you can maybe learn some things from that first set needing to be more offensive at times?
Yeah, they definitely missed a lot of serves in that first set, South Hardin, which gave us that advantage. Our girls just, they have to, that's a goal of ours, coming out and not getting behind right away. Like, this group of girls has typically had to play from behind, and so that's just that mental toughness that we're trying to tweak for them.
Mm-hmm. You were behind after a tough set number three. You were behind for a good chunk of set number four, but what can you say about being able to battle back and win that one for set five? That was really epic out there.
Yeah, that's what I told them. I'm like, you know, the old team, they would have, after losing game two and three, they would have been done. And we were behind, and they came back, and that just shows that they have different goals this year. And they fought till the end. You know, we had one bad game in there, I would say. But otherwise, like, we performed well. We need to get our offense going a little bit more. I think just building the confidence in our hitters.
Mm-hmm. And then in set five, you had a couple of different set points. Again, you did battle from behind in that fifth set, had a lead at a couple different points. Unfortunately, not quite able to close it out. But what's your take on that fifth set ultimately falling? Again, just those 2 points short proven to be the difference here in this one.
I think for them, it's the confidence thing. You could see kind of when it got to that final point, they almost were questioning each other, not trusting their teammates, and they just need to have that confidence that even in those moments, they're going to be able to perform and perform well.
Offensively, Carly Daigle ends up leading the way with unofficially 10 kills, including a lot down the stretch, showing those guts to come back after a little bit of an injury there. Leah Allen, 9 kills as well. So when it comes to kind of those offensive leaders, what would you say about how they were able to perform here tonight?
Yeah, I would say that those two have consistently been our top hitters in practice and stuff. And so the other thing we've really been working on with our setters is their set selection. So, I mean, that makes me happy that those two, you know, had a lot of the kills, because we need to go to our go-to players and really buy into that team mentality that, you know, if somebody's on, that's who we're going to set. And yeah, Carly was battling all night cramping, and she continued to perform well. So that was awesome for her.
Mm-hmm. One of the players that kind of stood out a little bit, your setter, Elodie England, ends up, recording a few kills as well. Seems like she's a player that can show off a lot of versatility on that court, right, in that middle spot. What can you say about, the potential for her just as a sophomore, you know, especially being able to kind of mix it up a little bit here in this one tonight?
Yeah, we, are kind of asking Elodie to do some tough stuff this year, but you can tell we don't have a lot of height, so we've got to use, our height to our advantage. And so I think you'll see her growth throughout the year as she just gains confidence in that different role.
All right, and as you move forward, you got a triangular here coming up on a Thursday night with AGWSR and South Tama. I'm sure you probably haven't looked ahead too much, but, big picture, to be able to, take some things from this match into Thursday night, how can this team, best grow from this match being right there with an always tough South Hardin team?
Yeah, I mean, they're a good team. They've had a great program. So, I mean, they fought too. Like, they were down quite a bit in game two and came back on us. So, it was a great battle. And so, like I told the girls, like, this is just the beginning of what they can do this season. and that's what they have to believe in. And so we go back to work tomorrow. I mean, I was pleased with our serve reception, and so it's now just like fine-tuning things, trusting our team.
You bet. Any final thoughts you want to share here tonight?
I don't think so.
All right. That's Iowa Falls Alden co-head volleyball coach Nikki Allen. Thank you so much for the time here tonight.
Yes. Thank you.